Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Francie Overstreet. I have the privilege of reading the devotional entitled Distraction or Focus. When I had the blessing of being invited to train children's workers overseas about God's love for children and how to teach them, I was given some specific instruction on cultural differences. I was to wear long skirts, at least to mid-calf, no tops without sleeves, to never put my Bible on the floor, and to never sit on the floor, along with a few other things. While in Middle Eastern countries and Eastern European ones, this became part of my practice. I could have ignored the instructions, but it would have caused distraction from what God had called me to do. I was reminded of this time as we discussed the passage, 1 Corinthians 11:1 through 16. We meet for writer's team about 10 days before the sermon is preached. Read the scripture, pray, and seek God's message in it. To be honest, this was a passage that was mystifying in many ways to all of us. How could this relate to us in our day, in our culture? In the midst of our perplexity, Danielle Winter drew us to look at the preceding scripture of 1 Corinthians 10, verses 23 and 24, 31 and 32. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble. It is always good in biblical study to look at context, and these passages coming before chapter 11 helped clarify what was to come. As Paul was willing to give up his rights for the sake of others and the glory of God, he then instructed on what apparently had been distractions during worship in the Corinthian church. It is not a contradiction when understood through submission to what is beneficial to others and for the glory of God. As we reflect on the sermon, let us also ponder the following questions. How might be God calling you and me to be less focused on our freedom and rights and to focus on His glory and kingdom? How is God calling me to think differently in living for the benefit of others? How is God calling me to live for His glory as I go about my everyday life? Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.